Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那今天呢，我们要说一下，我觉得是每个中国人都爱的一样美食，这个东西就是
The irresistible hot pot。
没错，让人无法抗拒 irresistible 的火锅 hot pot， 真的美食遍地有，但是最销魂、最让人魂牵梦萦、最相思的还是这个火锅。Do you like hot pot?
How could I not like hot pot?
哎，对，所以我前面说每个中国人都爱啊，但我发现只要吃过火锅的外国人，也没有人不喜欢火锅的。
Yeah, it's pretty hard not to like, honestly.
不仅好吃，最主要你可以就是 customize it, right? 这个 flavor, 味道，你想吃什么，你自己可以决定。而且火锅气氛又特别好。So all my hot pot memories are like really happy, joyful memories with friends, family, loved ones.
Yeah, it's a communal experience. And I think that is part of the appeal for foreigners everywhere.
是是，其实我们之前就不管潘吉Jenny告诉你的节目还是开言的会员课程都已经做过好几期和火锅相关的 But you know, there's too much good stuff to cover, right? We need more shows to talk about 火锅
Right, we need at least a mini-series anyway
我也支持，应该做一个系列啊好，那今天呢我们会跟大家讲一些当然最重要的一些火锅的相关的英语词，然后我们今天还会讲讲中国不同地域的火锅，比如四川火锅，比如潮汕鲜牛肉锅，还有北京的涮羊肉。总之，我觉得这期节目希望大家听得很开心，听得垂涎欲滴，然后还能学到很多东西。
That's right. Okay, the first thing we need to get out of the way is how to spell hot pot.
哎，不是很简单吗？就是 hot, H-O-T, pot, P-O-T.
Yeah, that's the easy part. The hard part is deciding, is this two words or is this one word?
啊，这倒是。我们今天的这个推送里面，文案里面是把它拼成一个词 ,hot 和 pot 当中没有空格。
Yes, but like Jenny says, we have done some hot pot stuff before.I know in the past we've used two words. I know in the past we've used one word. I know in the past I've made the same 涮锅 joke a million times. But just bear with us, guys.
对，就是查词典的时候，查 hot pot, 它的拼法两种都可以。你可以把它拼成一个词，或者分开的两个词都 OK。
Right, exactly. Okay, so now we know how to spell hot pot. Jenny, how do you think we define hot pot?
对，这个问题很关键。What makes it hot pot? What makes a hot pot, 对不对?
That's right.
因为它不只是一锅汤，我觉得这个精髓就是你这锅汤就是只要你在吃火锅，它是一直下面有火，就是在炖着。然后呢 ，you know you cook as you eat， 不是说我们把东西先涮一涮，涮熟了，然后大家吃，这个火就关掉。
Right. So right off the bat, there are two really important words come to mind that are related to cooking in general, but hot pot in particular.
是什么呢
？Boil and simmer.
Oh, boil and simmer.Boil 我们比较熟悉啊，就是煮沸的意思。那这个 simmer 的意思呢，就是慢慢的炖，对吧？火可能没有那么大，但是你就是让它比较 slowly, continuously.
Continuously, yeah, that's the key there. It's already boiling, so you don't need that much heat to keep it hot.
但是你那个火绝对不能关。
Right, exactly. You lower it to a simmer.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the number one definition of hot pot is, well, you have a pot of broth. Broth 就是汤啊，但它和 soup 的区别就是 broth is more liquid, right? 因为 soup, 特别外国的汤里面可能东西很多，又有蔬菜，又有肉。这就是为什么英语里面我们用那个动词是吃汤 eat soup, not drink soup.
That's right. Or if you're looking for a different distinction, basically soup is just broth plus other stuff.
Right. 你那一锅汤底呢用 broth, B-R-O-T-H 这个词更好啊。
So let's fast forward a bit here, Jenny. The broth is boiling. It has boiled. It is now simmering. Now what?
还有我觉得最重要的这个 hot pot 刚刚也说了一边吃一边涮 So you cook as you eat、mm. And also 我觉得很重要的就是我们每个人吃的东西就自己涮不是说有一个人指定的你就所有东西都丢进去涮了分给大家 I think the fun is really like you know you cook your own food
Right, right. Hey, I just thought of something. A lot of our users, a lot of our listeners know DIY, as in do it yourself. Here, maybe、yeah. DIY could be dunk it yourself.
Oh, 对 dunk it, dunk 这个动词特别好因为其实你说涮火锅涮肉这个涮英语怎么说我想了很久你说 boil 也不太对对吧煮沸刚刚那个 simmer 也不对 But I think you came up with the perfect word.Dunk.
Dunk. Yeah, exactly. Like Dunkin' Donuts is a very, very popular donut brand in America. You dunk the donut into your coffee.
Dunk 就是 D-U-N-K, 对不对?
Right, exactly.
对,所以涮我们可以说 dunk, 或者 dip 也可以哈。但 dip 更好就是说蘸酱。你这个肉你 dunk it in, it's cooked, and then you dip it in dipping sauce.
Yeah, dunk seems to me to be for a little bit longer and maybe a little bit deeper, whereas dip is something that you do quite quickly. So later on, we're going to talk about some of the condiments, the sauces that come with hot pot. Usually you would dunk the stuff first, dunk the meat first, and then dip it into a sauce.
好，那总之我觉得火锅就是you know, you cook your own food, you dunk your own food DIY, and if you dunked it in, you take it out. 自己负责。
That's right. That is the law of the hot pot.
And it's more fun, right? 然后前面 Adam 也说了，就是这个火锅啊，就是 it's very communal eating. It's a great atmosphere. 大家一起，对不对？真的是很欢乐。It's very joyful eating.But, 现在也有很多小火锅啊还有便利店就能买到的那种 self-heating, 自发热小火锅。或者也有很多的那种连锁店是一个人一个人那种小锅子。
Right, so we could call that solo, solo hot pot.
Oh, I like it. Solo, S-O-L-O, 就是 by yourself, individual 的意思啊。哎，咱们现在来看看中国很有特色的一些地方火锅，好吧 ？Regional styles of hot pot.
Okay, so where do we even start?
Oh, how about we start with 四川？因为我觉得现在就是全国人民还有全世界人民都挺喜欢麻麻辣辣的川味儿。更细微的一些地域区别，比如重庆火锅和成都火锅，其实就挺不一样的。
Right, so lots of different varieties, lots of different styles over there. One big difference is the base, right?
哎，对，重庆火锅和成都火锅一个非常大的区别就是你刚刚说的 base, base broth, 那一锅汤，然后更确切的说是一锅汤里面用到的油。用到的 oil 不一样重庆火锅它那个很香啊它会用牛油熬的牛油做汤底但这个牛油不是你们的 butter 不是那个黄油牛油
That would taste pretty good, I would imagine
Oh, I guess so 但我们这个牛油我觉得更香哎四川火锅里的牛油英语要怎么说啊
Okay, so we could call that rendered beef fat
因为 to render 就是熬的意思慢慢熬对吧 And you're basically 熬这个牛里面的脂肪 So rendered beef fat So we don't even call it beef oil I guess that sounds weird, right? It's better to say rendered beef fat
Yes, for sure, for sure I had a student once who gave me a big giant plastic bag full of rendered beef fat base. He knew that I was a vegetarian, but he was very proud of this base. He was from Chongqing, so he wanted me to eat this, but he just kept saying, like, I think you can eat it. I think it's no problem. And I said, man, I think it's a problem.
但可能你可以吃成都火锅的 base, 因为它是用菜籽油。
Right, 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 right. So any kind of plant-based base is good for me. And rapeseed oil. Ooh, that's not a fun-sounding name.
Yeah, rapeseed oil. 就是菜籽油的意思哈。
Right, or another word for rapeseed oil is canola. Canola oil sounds a little nicer.
Okay. 哦，讲到这个 base 啊，讲到这个 broth， 我还有一个问题就问你，我们这个汤它是很鲜的，你知道吗？ Full of flavors， 我们会把它称之为高汤。高汤英语怎么说？ High broth?
Well, fancy. The fancy broth. No, we could probably say superior. A lot of brands, they tend to translate gao into superior.
Oh, right. 真是高明 superior, 比别人都好对吧
That's right. So superior broth.
I like that. I like the sound of it. 好那诶咱们继续看这个四川火锅。四川火锅其实涮的东西 what you dunk, 它一个特色就是很多很多的内脏然后这个 Adam 也不能吃哈。
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm not going to be an expert here, but maybe I can help you find the right word.
对内脏英语可以怎么说呢
Well, we can say organ. Organ is pretty common if you're a doctor.But you will also hear the word innard.
Innard 就是里面的东西，对吧？那讲到四川火锅常涮的一些内脏啊，很有代表性的就是黄喉。其实说黄喉还可以，但是是直接英文翻译出来就有点吓人，好像在上生物解剖课。
Right, so we're going to call this the ox aorta.
Ox 是牛，那么 aorta 就是大动脉哈，牛的大动脉。You know, for the longest time, I didn't even know 黄喉是什么东西。
You just know it tastes good, right?
啊，其实我没有吃过，不好意思。但下面这个东西我吃过，牛百叶。
Oh, beef tripe.
Tripe 啊，百叶。那还有一个算内脏算 innards 吗？但反正也是动物。里面的东西就是血、So Adam 你不要害怕我们涮火锅时候吃的那个血 It's like tofu It's like a jelly 果冻 Jelly Jello
Right it's congealed Yes I have not consumed it、
因为 vegetarian 很彻底牛油也不能吃然后猪血也不能吃哈。
Yes that's right
好，那关于四川火锅最后一点要说的就是它这个麻麻辣辣的味道，英语里面我们可以怎么表达呢？
Well, the easiest word is just to say spicy. It's spicy.
辣，但是它那个麻，然后还有很多的香料。It's not just spicy.
Yes, that's right. It is not actually so simple.
好，对，那这种香料要怎么说呢
？Well, that would be spices.
Oh, spices. 对 spices 就包括了很多东西，对吧？花椒啦、八角啦，就各种各样我们常见到它 dried spices.
Right, and the key point is that not all spices are hot. So in English, we often use、yeah. hot and spicy interchangeably. Whoa, this food's so hot. My mouth is burning. Whoa, this food is so spicy. But like cinnamon, for example, as a very, very common spice here, it is not hot.Hot, and no one would say it is spicy.
对对对，所以 spice or 复数 spices 就是香料，很多香料是不辣的啊。看完四川火锅以后，接下来我们看这个火锅它不辣 ，not spicy, but like does the base also has some spices? 所以很香。我们要去的地方就是你曾经居住过而且非常爱的广东。
right, 好地方啦。
但是广东这个非常有特色的就是潮汕火锅，潮汕地区的一个牛肉火锅，就是新鲜的活体牛肉。
Okay, so not only is it beef, but it is also fresh beef.
Well, I guess any restaurant you go, they'll say our beef is fresh. 但是 what makes 潮汕 beef hot pot extra fresh 是它这个牛是比如早上屠宰然后你中午或者晚上就吃了所以它没有被冰冻过不像我们基本上吃到的牛肉其实都是冷冻过后来再解冻嘛。
Right, it's all been frozen. But here we're talking about freshly slaughtered beef that has never been frozen.
所以 freshly slaughtered 就是新鲜屠宰的是吧从来没有冻过。OK, 潮汕火锅那这个你肯定没吃过鲜体牛肉。
That would be a good guess.
其实我也没吃过就特别遗憾。然后我真的很想到潮州去一下因为美食真的很多我也很想吃潮州 style 鱼生 sashimi. Anyway, 我们潮州的听众可以给我们推荐一些好的地方吗？我把它收藏起来，疫情过后一定要回国，一定要去吃潮汕美食。哎 ，Adam， 你知道吗？因为这个牛肉那么新鲜嘛 ，You have to dunk it in for only a few seconds。如果你超过什么十秒，它肯定就老了。And you've wasted the beef. You've ruined it. 你就把它毁了。
Oh no.
I think this 火锅 is also you'll be really busy. Like dunk it in, take it out. Dunk it in, take it out.
That's good. That's good.
好，那我们今天最后要看的一个地域火锅呢，就是咱们的首都北京。And of course, we're talking about
lamb.
涮羊肉
Right, so I can't speak for every foreigner everywhere, but for my Canadian friends here, when they think of hot pot, this is really what they think of. They think of mutton or lamb.
所以羊肉可以叫 lamb, 也可以叫 mutton, 是吧
Well, generally speaking, a lamb is a baby sheep, and mutton is meat from an older sheep.
Okay.哎，北京涮羊肉还有一个特色，锅很漂亮，很多那种 you know very royal looking 皇家景泰蓝锅。我有个朋友在温哥华，他家有这么一个锅，我们还去借过，就是以前疫情前家里要请客，请人吃火锅的时候说，我那锅子太 my pot just looks so ugly. Can I borrow your royal looking 景泰蓝 hot pot?
That's so funny.
但是它那个还不是最传统的，因为 you know the most traditional and the best tasting type of hot pot is if you cook your broth on charcoal, 炭。
Okay, charcoal.
Charcoal 就是炭哈，但当然我们现在一般人在家里你说很难用实现用炭做火锅。
Right, yeah, that would get pretty smoky pretty fast.
Hey, but do you remember, 我们开言就是好几年前在北京的一次很大的 team building, 我们就是去吃那个炭的涮羊肉。
Oh, I might have been absent for that TB event.
你没去啊。那个真的很有气氛，特别好吃。我们讲了这么多火锅，我觉得还挺对不起 Adam 的，因为不是 beef 就是 lamb, 他都不能吃。How about we move on to something like you can actually eat?
Oh, yeah, dipping sauces. I am the king of dipping sauces.
其实你这个也对啊，就是火锅蘸酱也不可少，也很重要。
Right.
所以 dipping sauces 就是蘸酱的意思，对吧 ？Dipping to dip 就我们刚刚讲的动词蘸的动作。
Right, exactly.
好，那你吃火锅的时候最喜欢的蘸酱是什么？你里面会放什么 sauce？
I mean, half the time I don't know what the sauce is. I'll just try this one. Oh, this one's sweet. Oh, that's good. Oh, try this one. Oh, tastes like sesame. Oh, good.
Don't you mix your own? 因为你去店里它也是会有很多就放在那儿你自己可以调啊。
I mean, the thing is half the time when I was in China, everybody did everything for me. They wouldn't let me do anything by myself, right? So if I went to mix the dipping sauces or the condiments, they'd probably stop me. No. You can't do that.
那我们就说最典型的、最受欢迎的一些蘸酱哈。我觉得 I think the king 蘸酱之王是芝麻酱。
Okay, so sesame, there it is again. Sesame paste, sesame oil. What's going into that sauce?
芝麻酱其实我们讲到酱就是比较 thick, 比较厚嘛。So it is a paste.
Right.
Whereas sesame oil 是麻油。当然还有很多朋友喜欢花生酱啊，反正也异曲同工了 peanut butter sauce.
I made a peanut butter sauce for lunch today. Oh, it was so good.
哎，你喜欢蘸酱里面加比如蒜末呀，什么姜末、葱末吗？
Yeah, so garlic obviously goes into pretty much any dipping sauce that I make. Onions, ginger. I mean, it really depends how much time I have.
那这些东西很重要，放在那个火锅酱里面，就是我们说的末哈，英文可以用 minced， 比如肉末 minced meat， 这些也是 minced garlic, minced ginger.
Love it, absolutely love it.
其实讲到酱啊，另外一个我觉得特别好吃的是沙茶酱。And like 沙茶酱有的时候我们还那个一锅汤那个 broth 里面也有沙茶酱。
But we have a pretty special way to translate that today, don't we?
这个也是我最近发现的，因为我以前就从来没有注意过沙茶酱英文怎么说。然后我最近去买沙茶酱，然后在看那个瓶子上写的是 Chinese barbecue sauce。
Nice, I like it.
我也不知道为什么沙茶酱，咱们的烧烤上面会刷沙茶酱吗？ I don't know. Maybe it's just some way for like white people to understand the flavor. But it's so good.
Everybody should try Chinese barbecue sauce at least once in their lives.
好，但是呢，火锅虽然那么好吃啊，也不能吃太多，特别比较麻辣的火锅，吃多了会上火。
Okay, yes, that will increase your internal heat.
上火是这样说啊, increase your internal heat.
It's a Chinese concept. There's not going to be a lot of people that would understand what that is, but yeah, it's what it does.
Yeah, it gets you fired up. 里面烧起来。
Well, fired up, I mean, means to get someone excited too. So obviously we are pretty fired up.
Both.
We're both.
Yeah. 吃火锅就是... 又会上火，但是 you know, you will also be very excited.
Right. And if your stomach isn't feeling so good, if you have too much internal heat, you should drink some herbal tea to cool you down.
王老吉，当然 we're not sponsored by them, 不是咱们的赞助商啊。但是 herbal tea, herbal tea or herbal cooling tea, 就是降火的，就凉茶，草本凉茶。
Right. Now some of you guys...probably noticed that we just gave you two different pronunciations of this word, herbal and herbal. Don't worry about it. They're both fine.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢 ,why don't we each share our top three hot pot picks? 就我们吃火锅的时候最喜欢涮的东西。
Well, number one is ox aorta, obviously.
啊，黄喉，不可能啦。
That's right. But actually, there are so many vegetarian products, and they're all made to look like meatballs or fish balls. And the tripe we were talking about earlier, that is actually a pretty common sight at vegetarian restaurants in China. Vegetarian tripe.
啊，有很多那个素的百叶是吧
？Right.
那就是 tofu 啊，百叶结，百叶。
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically tofu, tofu skin, dried tofu. There's a million different types of tofu. But apart from tofu, I mean, anything really, potatoes, vegetables. I really like it all. I'm a sauce guy. I'm there for the sauce. That's really what brings me in, and the beer, of course.But what about you, Jenny? You have a much longer history with hot pot than I do. So what are your top hot pot picks?
我最喜欢吃的我觉得是羊肉。就羊肉有一个很特殊的味道。Sometimes, you know, if the quality isn't that good, 就那个膻味很重。It's too gamey. But 我觉得它是那个恰到好处的膻。那个就 you know, this is a special lamb taste.And I just love that. Yeah, I love lamb. And also, I'm a fishball person. I love fishballs. All kinds of fishballs. 特别就是福建鱼丸那个 style 里面是有肉末的，里面有 minced meat. 因为我以前是，对，我中学在新加坡嘛，新加坡那种里面塞肉的福建鱼丸太好吃了，但现在就是我买过一些 frozen, it just doesn't come, yeah, I can't compare with the fresh ones. Anyways, fish balls, number two for me. And number three, any kind of tofu products, because there is, like you said, a huge variety, like 冻豆腐, frozen tofu, oh, so good.
Right, wow, I didn't know you were a fish ball kind of gal.
我真的很爱吃鱼丸哎，各种各样的丸子我都喜欢 ，beef ball 我也很喜欢 ，shrimp ball， 哎呀 ，all the balls。那哎，我们亲爱的听众，你呢 ？What are your favorite hot pot picks？ 最喜欢涮什么？然后你最喜欢什么样的 broth？ 最爱什么样的汤底？都可以在留言里告诉我们。
Right, or maybe we could ask the most controversial question out there,
which is
where in China can you find the best hot pot?
今天的留言专区一定很精彩啊好那我们今天的节目就到这儿非常感谢大家的收听现在我就等不及要去 check 大家的留言了 So we'll see you next time 下次再见
Alright bye guys